I'm thankful to be here this morning.
我能够来到这里。
The song that was presented by the choir
刚刚我们诗班献的诗,
was a beautiful reminder of why we worship God.
这是个非常让提醒我们知道我们为什么来敬拜我们的主。
And may God bless the choir for being faithful and spending time in practicing and presenting.
愿主纪念我们的诗班那么信实的不断的练习来献诗。
And I think of how one of the few things we can bring with us to heaven is music.
我知道我们音乐是我们能够带到我们天父面前的事情的其中一项。
Music is one of the greatest gifts of God.
音乐是神赐给我们最大恩赐之一。
Because many things that words cannot express, music can.
有很多事情我们话语没办法表达的，音乐可以表达。
And from what we know, heaven is filled with music.
据我们所知，我们的天上是充满着音乐的。
So we praise God from our hearts today.
所以我们今天用我们心灵来赞美我们的神。
I want to talk about what it means to worship in God's sanctuary.
所以我今天要谈到我们今天来到圣所向神敬拜的意义到底是什么。
Let me start by asking you a very simple question.
让我们今天用一个非常简单的问题来开始。
What are the three most important things to remember when buying a home?
我们在买一个房子，我们最重要记得的三件事情是什么？
Location, and location.
就是地点，还有地点。
The location of a piece of property determines its value more than anything else.
这个所在地，这个地点呢，决定这个价值是最重要的一个因素。
My message this morning is about both the location and the condition.
我今天早上信息有关于这个地点还有这个条件。
I'd like us to think about this location in which we worship every week.
我想要大家想想看我们这每个礼拜来这边敬拜的这个地点。
And the condition of my heart and your heart when we do worship God.
还有我们今天我们心里的来敬拜神的心里心中的情况。
Look at three other locations of worship.
我们看看这有三个敬拜的地点。
Westminster Abbey.
这个西敏寺。
The Vatican.
梵蒂冈。
Sistine Chapel.
西斯廷教堂。
Now let's look at these verses together.
然后让我们一起看这段经文。
Let us first read them in English and then read them in Chinese.
我们先用英文来读，然后用中文。
Let us read together.
让我们大家一起读。
Great is the Lord. Let us stand.
大家请起立。
Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be revered above all the gods. The gods of other nations are merely idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美。他在万神之上，当受敬畏。外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天，有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力与华美在他圣所。
Please be seated. May God bless those who read His word.
大家请坐，愿神祝福所有读他话语的人。
A sanctuary, by definition, is a holy place.
这圣所的定义就是它是一个圣洁的所在。
A place that is designed for a specific purpose to worship God.
这个地方就是为了人们来敬拜神所设计的一个地方。
And from the time I understood the meaning of the word, I've loved the word sanctuary.
当我懂得这个圣所的意义之后，我非常喜爱这个字。
Because it comes from the Latin sanctus.
因为它是从拉丁文 sanctus这个字起源。
From which we also derive the English words sacred, saint, and sanctuary.
从这个字跟我们英文的字，这个圣所、圣人，都是从这个字发源。
As you know, the word sanctuary also refers to a place of refuge and safety.
我们也知道这个谈到圣所这个字，它也有这个避难所的意思。
A wildlife sanctuary is where living things are protected.
野生动物的保护区呢，这也是 这个地方野生动物受到保护。
In the Old Testament times, the Jews had cities of refuge that were a sanctuary from people who are pursuing you.
在旧约的时候，有设立所谓逃城，这为那些逃避人们追赶的这些人所设立的地方。
For those who have committed unpremeditated crimes, they can run to these cities and hide.
这些无意中犯下罪的人，他们可以逃到这个逃城。来能够 躲藏在那里。
In fact, these cities are so important that once a year the Jews would go out and clear the roads that lead to the city so that there would be no obstructions.
实际上这个逃城是非常重要，一年一度这个以色列人都会来清这个通往这个逃城的道路，就让他们没有任何的阻碍。
In those cities, they were safe from people who wanted to have revenge.
在逃城里头，这些人就可以避免人们向他们追讨。
And as early as the 4th century, churches were recognized by law as sanctuaries.
在第四世纪的时候，教堂就成为一个人们所法律上所定的这个避难的所在。
In the ancient Middle East, in Egypt and in Greece, all temples were places of worship and safe haven.
在古埃及跟希腊的时候，这个圣所呢，就是人们敬拜神，还有他们避难、他们的保护的地方。
So the room that we are sitting in today is a sanctuary.
所以今天我们所在的这个房间，也就是圣所。
And the psalmist wrote that it is filled with God's strength and beauty.
这个也是我们刚刚读的诗篇上面讲啊，充满了神的。能力跟华美的地方。
So this is the reason that people run into churches in times of crisis.
这也是为什么人们在碰到危险的时候能会跑到教会的原因。
The days after 9/11.
在911事件以后。
Or after the tsunami.
或者是在海啸以后。
Churches are filled with people praying.
教堂呢就充满了许多祈求的人。
Now the U.S. Embassy in Saigon at one time was also a sanctuary.
美国大使馆在西贡有一段时间也是成为这个避难所。
On April 29, in 1975, there were 70 helicopters like this that came to the American Embassy in Saigon.
在1975年4月29号的时候有75架像这样的直升机来到美国驻西贡的大使馆。
Now the embassy...in Saigon may not look like anything much.
那时候美国大使馆在西贡的大使馆看起来不是怎么样富丽堂皇的地方。
But this place spelled the difference between life and death for more than 6,000 people in one day.
但这个地方对6200人在那一天来说是决定生死的一个地方。
It was a sanctuary for them.
这对他们来说是一个避难所。
Because these people ran into the compound and they were airlifted by helicopters to U.S. ships off the coast.
因为这些人逃到那个这个大使馆呢，然后他们被直升机带到船上。
Just one day before Saigon surrendered to the North Vietnamese.
就是在西贡投降。这个越共的前一天。
In fact, many people hung onto the outside of the helicopters and fell in the ocean and drowned.
实际上有的人他们就是用手紧抓着直升机的外面，他们甚至掉到海中淹死。
Now, I don't care what the building looks like, but if you were there on that day running for your life, it is a place of strength and beauty.
我不管这个地方看得怎么样，但是如果那一天你们也是在逃难逃命的人当中，这个地方对你们来说就是一个避难所，是充满了华美跟能力的地方。
You and I are not running for our lives this morning.
今天早上我们不需要逃命。
But this location, this sanctuary is a reminder.
但是这个地方，这个圣所就是提醒我们的一个地方。
And to remind us of what kind of heart we bring in here.
提醒我们，我们今天是带着一个怎么样的心来到这里。
Because in Psalm 96 again it says, Great is the Lord, He is most worthy of praise, He is to be revered above all the gods.
因为在诗篇96篇第四节这边讲到，耶和华因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏。
What is praise?
赞美是什么呢?
It is a natural response to something or someone that we enjoy.
这是一个对我们喜欢与他在一起的人非常自然的一种反应。
If you watch a football game or a baseball game or any ball game, you know what I'm talking about.
你如果看美式足球或任何一种你喜爱的运动的话，你就知道我在讲什么。
People yell and shout in response to a spectacular play.
人们看到球员精湛的球技就会大声的叫喊。
It is part of the enjoyment.
这是这个娱乐的一部分。
Next time you watch a game, try not to make any sound at all.
下次你们看这些比赛，你们尝试一下不要出任何的声音。
And you find that you won't enjoy it as much.
你会发现你就没办法同样的这么享受这个运动。
Or next time you watch a game on TV by yourself, you will also not enjoy it as much.
或者下次你自己独自一个人看那个运动比赛，你就没办法这么样同样那么享受这个运动。
That's why we feel great when we worship and other people are singing loud and from their hearts.
这也就是为什么我们在一起敬拜，还有人们非常用非常大的声音来唱诗、来赞美神的原因。
That's why it's kind of sad when people around us aren't opening their mouths and their hearts.
所以这也就是为什么常常我们周围的人他们不大声的赞美或大声的唱歌的时候，我们觉得非常的伤心。
And that is why even though God says we can worship alone, we still come to church to worship together.
这就是为什么神说我们不要 即使我们可以单独的敬拜，但是神要我们来到教会，我们一起来向神敬拜。
Praise can be understood if we know that the word originally meant to appraise or to set a price on.
赞美这个字原来的意思就是来决定价值它有这个意思。
To praise means to celebrate the worth of someone.
赞美就是来庆祝某个人他的价值。
Praise is our response to someone's worthiness, specifically God's worthiness.
这个赞美呢，就是对某就尤其是对神的价值的一种反应。
C.S. Lewis once said.
C.S. Lewis 他曾经说过这句话
It is not out of being complimentary that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete until it is expressed.
在爱人当中我们一直不断地告诉对方他们多么的美丽 这并不是光光是奉承而是因为这中间的快乐呢是如果不完全表达出来就是有一点美中不足
Is our joy in the Lord this morning expressed from our heart?
我们今天对我们神的喜乐是不是从我们的心中能够表达出来
Are we actually thinking of how great God is when we come here?
我们来到这边我们是不是心里想神是多么的伟大呢
Or is it sometimes as we feel it's just an obligation?
或者有时候我们只是因为我们的义务我们要来到这边呢
The gods of other nations are merely idols but the Lord made the heavens
外邦的神都属虚无唯独耶和华创造诸天
I think God's greatness should change my heart otherwise it's already dead inside
我认为神他应该是能够改变我的内心不然的话他在我里头就是死了
Jacob Needleman was an American philosopher who was invited by Time magazine to observe the launch of Apollo 17.
有一个人叫 Jacob Needleman, 他是一个美国的这个哲学家，他时代杂志邀请他来看这个阿波罗17号的这个发射。
It was a nighttime launch.
这发射时间是晚上。
This is his report.This is what he said.
这是他所报告的。
He says there were hundreds of cynical reporters everywhere on that night.
他说那个晚上有许许多多的心中不太相信的记者在那边。
They were drinking beer and making wisecracks.
他们在喝啤酒，而且他们在开一些玩笑。
Then finally the countdown started.
然后最后倒数计时开始。
And then the launch took place.
然后这个火箭就发射。
He says the first thing you see is an extraordinary orange light.
所以你第一个看到就是非常亮的橘红色的火焰
which is just at the limit of what the human eye can bear to look at.
这个就是刚刚就是我们人的眼肉眼能够忍受的能够看到那种亮度。
Everything is illuminated by this bright light.
所有东西都被这个这么亮的这个火焰能够照亮。
Then the 35-story rocket slowly rises up in total silence.
然后这个35层高的火箭就慢慢的上升。
It is,
它完全是安静的。
It is silent because it takes several seconds for the sound to come across to the observers.
它是安静的，因为这个声音要经过几秒钟才会到达看的人的耳朵。
Then we hear an incredible sound.
然后我们就听到一个非常大的声音。
And that sound enters right into you.
这个声音就进入你的耳朵。
And you can almost hear people's hearts pounding as they drew a deep breath together.
然后你可以几乎听到人们心里心脏跳动的声音，当他们深呼吸的时候。
And the philosopher says the sense of wonder fills everyone's heart as the rocket goes up and up and up.
这个哲学家就说了，当这火箭慢慢上升的时候，这个人们的惊讶就充满了他们心里。
The rocket ship becomes a blue star in the sky.
这个火箭就在天空变成一个蓝色的星。
But you realize it's not a star. There are human beings in the ship.But do you realize it's not a star? There are people in the ship.
我们知道那个并不是一个星星，而是那个火箭里头有人在里头。
And then after it's up there, total silence again.
然后当他们上升很远的时候，又完全的安静下来。
Then he observes people quietly getting up and preparing to leave.
然后你看到人们安静的起来，他们准备要离开。
And they are changed.
然后他们完全改变了。
They help each other.
他们彼此帮忙。
They are courteous.
他们彼此互相非常有礼貌。
They make eye contact.
他们彼此互相注目。
They're no longer making stupid jokes or drinking beer.
他们不再在那边喝啤酒，然后开玩笑。
He says they became people filled with a sense of awe and wonder.
所以这些人呢，就变成心里充满了惊讶跟奇妙的这一群人。
The experience changed them somehow.
这个经验呢，就是。不知道怎么就改变了这些人。
And yet when we worship God, it doesn't always change my heart or your heart, and something is wrong.
但是当我们敬拜神，如果这个没办法改变我们的心的话，这中间就有些问题。
You and I need to walk into this sanctuary every Sunday and feel that God is changing our hearts.
我们走到这个圣所，每个礼拜天走到圣所的时候，我们应该有这个感觉，神在改变我们的心。
What does a tear do?
这个眼泪的功用是什么呢？
A tear magnifies our grief.
眼泪会显明我们的悲哀。
Laughter magnifies our humor.
这个笑会显明我们的幽默。
A smile magnifies our joy.
微笑会显明我们的喜乐。
And what does worship do?
但是崇拜会有什么功用呢？
It is to magnify God.
这个敬拜就会显明神。
Worship from our hearts means that we realize the greatness of our God.
我们心里的敬拜就是我们能够明白神是多么的伟大。
And at the same time to realize how small we are.
同时也明白我们是多么的渺小。
My wife and I have been listening to sermons by John Piper.
我跟我太太最近在听John Piper 的一些信息。
Wonderful pastor.
他是一个非常好的牧师。
He illustrated worship by telling us to think about a microscope and a telescope.
他用这个显微镜跟望远镜来举例，跟我们讲说这个敬拜是什么。
He says there are two kinds of magnification.
他说有两种不同的放大。
One with a microscope, one with a telescope.
一种是用显微镜来放大，一种是用望远镜来放大。
A microscope magnifies things so small that they are originally unseen to the naked eye.
这个显微镜呢，它是把我们原来肉眼看不到非常渺小的东西放大。
And through magnification, they become big enough so that we can see.
然后因为它放大，我们原来看不到的，我们现在可以看到。
Do we need a microscope to see God?
我们必须要用显微镜来看神吗？
Is God so pathetic and small we need a microscope to make him big enough to see?
神是那么样的渺小，我们必须要用显微镜看才能看到神呢？
No, we need a telescope to see God.
不是的，我们必须要用望远镜才能看到神。
Because we are so small and we need to draw him closer so that we can see him.
因为我们是那么小，我们必须要用望远镜，我们才能够把神能够带到我们面前，我们可以看到他。
And that's why John Piper says worship is magnification with a telescope.
所以 John Piper 他就讲到，我们敬拜就是我们用这个望远镜把神的跟我们之间的距离能够拉近。
We need to draw close to a God who is so great, and yet we cannot see Him.
我们必须要靠近这个神，他是那么样的伟大，但是我们却没办法看到他。
The condition of my heart must truly change in order to truly worship our great God.
我们心里的这种境况必须要完全的改变，我们才能够真正的能够靠近神。
Don't forget the great promise in James chapter 4 verse 8 that if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us.
我们不要忘记这个在雅各书第四章第八节这边讲到，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
But the second half of this verse we have to take note of.
但是这一句经文的第二段是这么说的。
Cleanse your hearts, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
That also refers to the condition of our hearts.
这也表明了我们心中的境况是怎么样。
A man had a dream.
有一个人他有一个他做了一个梦。
He dreamt he was being carried into church by an angel.
他梦到他被一个天使带到一个教会里头。
In his dream, he saw the organist playing the organ, but no sound could be heard.
在这梦里头，他看到这风琴手他在弹风琴，可是他听不到任何声音。
And then the congregation stood up and began to sing, but their voices were not heard.
然后会众起立一起唱歌，可是他也听不到他们唱歌的声音。
Then sadly, the pastor started to preach, and no sound was heard either.
然后突然呢，这个牧师开始讲到了，他也听不到他讲到的声音。
The man asked the angel why they couldn't hear anything.
这个人就问这个天使说，为什么我听不到任何声音呢？
And the angel says, "You hear nothing because there is nothing to hear."
这个天使说，你听不到任何声音，是因为那里没有任何声音可以听的。
These people are not engaged in worship, but only in the form of worship.
这些人并不是真正的在敬拜，而且他们只是虚有这个外面的形式。
Their hearts are not changed. Their hearts are not touched.
他们的心没有受到改变，也没有受到感动。
But listen to this child.
但是你听这个小孩子。
And the man in his dream heard the child's voice.
但是这个人，这做梦的这个人，他就听到这个小孩子的声音。
Only the child's voice was heard because only the child's heart was touched that morning.
因为这个只有这个小孩的声音他可以听得到，因为只有这个小孩的心他是受到感动。
The angel said that is the only true worship in the church today.
这个天使就讲，今天在这个教会里头，这个小孩子是真正来敬拜的。
All others are only concerned with the appearance of worshiping God.
其他的人只是注意在这个外表的敬拜。
When Jesus came the first time, he was a helpless baby.
当耶稣第一次来的时候，他是一个无助的婴儿。
When Jesus comes again, he will be the judge of all mankind.
当耶稣第审判所有人的。
I said at the beginning, this message is about location and condition.
当我开始这个信息的时候，我们讲到这个信息是有关于地点跟我们的景况。
And about the strength and beauty of God's sanctuary.
而且有关于神圣所的华美跟能力。
So why talk about the final judgment in this message?
那为什么在这个信息里头要讲到最后的审判呢？
Because in the same Psalm 96, God talks about judgment not once, not twice, but three times.
因为在同样的诗篇96篇，神谈到审判不止一次两次，他提到三次。
Tell all the nations that the Lord is king, the world is firmly established and cannot be shaken, he will judge all peoples fairly.
人在列邦中要说，耶和华作王，世界就坚定不得动摇，他要按公正审判众民。
And then further on it says, Let the trees of the forest rustle with praise before the Lord, for the Lord is coming, he is coming to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and all the nations with his truth.
然后他接着又说，林中的树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼，因为他来了，他来要审判全地，他要按公义审判世界，按他的信实审判万民。
If I'm not mistaken, the Chinese version has even one more mention of just judgment.
如果没听错的话，中文的翻译审判提了四次。
God is our sanctuary.
神就是我们的避难所。
On the day of judgment, we need to belong to God to have safety.
在神施行审判的日子，我们必须要是属于神的，我们才能够有安全。
But don't forget, today we are safe too.
但是不要忘记，今天我们也是得救的。
Not only when there are natural or man-made disasters, we are safe from the daily troubles that we face.
不但是一些人造的危险，我们也每天我们都是在我们面临的危险当中，我们都会得救。
I always remind people in my church to be quiet when they come into the sanctuary.
我常常提醒我们教会的弟兄姐妹，当他们来到圣所里头，他们要保持安静。
Because there are people who come into church seeking God's strength, and if we make a lot of noise, they cannot focus on God.
因为我有弟兄姐妹来到圣所是要寻求神的能力，如果我们不安静的话，他们没办法集中精神跟神交通。
Not for the sake of appearing holy, but for the good of those who are seeking God earnestly.
并不是为着外表表现出我们是那么的神圣，而是为着那些专心寻求的人着想。
You know, this church in comparison is nothing compared to Westminster Abbey.
这个教堂呢，跟这个西敏寺来比呢，是没有它那么富丽堂皇。
Or the Sistine Chapel.
或西斯廷教堂。
Or any of the other great cathedrals in Europe.
或者在欧洲的那些很多的天主教堂。
But this church can be filled with God's presence because we are worshiping from our hearts.
但是这个教堂能够充满了神的同在，是因为我们是用心来敬拜。
Whereas many of the great cathedrals today are nothing but tourist attractions.
因为今天有很多的富丽堂皇的天主教堂，他们只不过成为游客的旅游点。
They look great, but God is not present because there is no one worshiping Him there.
他们看得很美很美丽，但是因为没有人在里头敬拜，所以神不在那里。
God is here not because this is a sanctuary.
神在这边并不是因为这边是个圣所。
God is here if we are worshiping Him.
神在这边是因为我们在这边敬拜他。
And it is my presence and your presence together with God's presence that makes this a sanctuary.
这就是你跟我还有神的同在使这个地方成为圣所。
God is present, but how close are we to Him today?
神是在我们当中，但是我们今天跟他的距离有多近呢？
Are we in touch with him? Do we sense his presence?
我们是不是跟神有这个接触呢？我们能够感觉到他的同在呢？
What is the condition of my heart and your heart towards God this morning?
今天早上你我的心对神的情况是怎么样呢？
One result of living in a high-tech culture is losing touch.
我们现在活到这种高科技的这个社会当中呢，第一个就是我们常常失掉联系。
We have many tools to help us become self-sufficient. We can block out the rest of the world.
我们有非常多的工具让我们能够自足，我们可以跟外界完全没有这种关系。
We have many, many more ways to keep in touch, and yet we still feel out of touch.
我们有非常多的工具可以让我们跟别人联系，但是我们还是。缺乏这种跟别人的这种联系。
When we talk about losing touch, we're talking about losing that connection.
当我们提到这个失去联系，我们这是谈到就是我们失去人跟人之间的彼此联系。
When we lose connection, we also lose heart.
当我们失掉联系的话，我们也失掉我们的心。
There is something special about the way God made our hearts.
神造我们的心是非常的特别的。
Beyond its incredible physical functions, the heart represents the essence of our being.
不但是这个心有这种物理的这种生理的作用，而且它是我们全人的这个一个非常的基本的东西。
In fact, it represents the essence of any concept. Think of people who say, "Let's get to the heart of the matter."
实际上，这是代表一切这种观念的这些基本。像有的人讲说，让我们能够。到这个事情的核心
or we have the key to someone's heart
或者我们有这个通往某人心的这个钥匙
and yet it's been said the greatest distance on earth is between our head and our heart
但是有人说这个世上最远的这个距离就是我们的头跟我们心之间的距离
I was here 9 months ago
我九个月之前来到我们这边
I'm sure not a single person here can remember the message 9 months ago.
我相信我们当中没有一个人能够记住我九个月之前来到这边跟大家分享的信息是什么。
Even I had to check in my computer to remember what I said.
即使是我，我也要查我的电脑，看看我九个月之前来这边讲的信息是什么。
9 months ago I said about how to love God with our minds.
九个月之前我谈到我们怎么样来用我们的权益来爱我们的神。
Today I want to end the message to help us focus on how to love God with our hearts.
今天我想要用这个怎么样用我们的全心来爱我们的神来做结束。
Information that stays in our minds is nothing but knowledge.
这个知识如果停留在我们的这个头里头呢，这个就是光光是知识而已。
That knowledge can make a difference in my life only if it enters my heart.
这个知识呢，能够在我的生命当中起了功用，就是必须要它能够达到我的心里头。
James 2:19 says, Do you still think it's enough just to believe that there is one God? Well, even the demons believe this and they tremble in terror.
雅各书第二章他讲到你信神只有一位，你信得不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
That's what we call mental agreement.
这是我们讲到理智上的同意。
It's just saying I acknowledge that there is a God.
就像我讲说我同意这有一位神。
But acknowledging that there is a God doesn't make me a Christian.
但是同意有一位神并不让我就成为基督徒。
Because if being a follower is based merely on mental assent, then even the devil could be considered a Christian.
因为我们做跟随耶稣的人，我们光是理智上同意，那即使是鬼魔，他也可以成为基督徒。
Because the Bible says even the devil knows there is one God.
因为圣经上讲，即使是鬼魔，他们也同意有一位神。
No, our hearts must be changed by God in order for us to be able to touch God's heart.
所以我们的心必须要被神改变，我们才能够触摸到神的心。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 39 it says, Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below.
生命记第四章三十九节讲今日你要知道也要记在心上 天上地下唯有耶和华他是神除他以外再无别神。
Acknowledge and take to heart.
我们必须要承认而且我们要心中承认。
Sometimes it's frustrating when I use the English Bible, the same word is not used in the Chinese Bible.
有时候我觉得就是常常在英文经文里头用到字在中文经文却没有用到。
But I recognize about 50 Chinese words and I know heart is in the Chinese verse here too.
但我知道在这50个字当中我知道这个心也在中文的版本里头。
In the English Bible, the word heart occurs in nearly 1,000 verses.
在英文的圣经里头这个讲到心有出现了1000多次。
The heart is important.
所以这个心是非常的重要。
We hardly know God unless we know Him with our hearts.
我们不是经过我们内心来认识神，我们就不认识神。
So let me end by telling you this story about this incredible racehorse.
让我们结束今天的信息，来跟各位分享一个故事。这个非常这个伟大的一匹马。
At the end, I hope we will remember that it is the condition of our heart that matters.
在这个信息结束，我希望到最后我们都可以记住。我们最重要就是我们心的情况。
In May of 1973, Secretariat was the last out of the starting gate.
在1973年5月，这匹马呢，它开始比赛的时候，它是最后一匹冲出这个起跑点。
But he won by 2.25 lengths at the Kentucky Derby on that day.
但是呢，他在那一天Kentucky 这个赛马里头呢，他是以2/4马身的这个距离赢得了这项比赛。
It was amazing because the horse that came in second broke all the records there that day.
这是非常让人惊奇的这个记录，因为那个第二名的那一匹马那一天也破了记录。
And the second horse, the records that he broke are still standing today. No other horse has surpassed even the second horse, but Secretary beat him by 2.25 lengths.
所以这是很奇妙，就是那第二匹马那一天破的记录，直到今天还没有被破。可是这一匹马呢，叫书记的这匹马，当天是赢了这第二名的这匹马。
More than 35 years later, the record still stands today.
35年后，今天他的记录今天还是保持。
He started out last.
他是最后出这个起跑点。
But then as they studied the race on camera later, they found out that every quarter mile that he ran faster than the previous quarter mile.
当他们从纪录片来研究的时候，他发现每四分之一英里的时候，他发现他的速度是越跑越快。
For a 2.25 mile race, it can be analyzed into 9 quarter mile sections.
所以这二又四分之一英里的赛程呢，可以分为九个四分之一英里的这段。
In each of the 9 segments, Secretariat ran faster than in the previous one.
在这九段四分之一里的这个赛程当中呢，他每一段都比前面那一段跑的速度还要快。
No horse or human being can ever do that.
没有任其他任何马或人能够做到这样。
The second race in the Triple Crown took place in Baltimore.
这个三冠王这个比赛第二场比赛是在 Baltimore 举行。
Again, Secretary was last out of the gate.
同样的这一批叫书记的这个马，他又是最后离开起跑点的马。
This time he won by 2.5 lengths.
这次他是以二又二分之一马身的这个长度。赢得了比赛。
And he set a record that stood for 12 years.
他那时候创下的记录保持了12年。
Now everybody in the horse racing world got excited.
那时候许多在赛马界的这些人大家都非常的非常兴奋。
Because for more than a quarter century there hasn't been a horse that won the Triple Crown.
因为在那时候25年以来都没有任何一匹马能够赢得这个三冠王的头衔。
So in June of 1973, for the last and the third race that took place in New York, there were 67,000 people present.
所以在1973年6月最后一场比赛的时候，在纽约举行，那时候有67,000多个人在场。
At the halfway mark, Secretariat was already 10 lengths ahead of the second horse.
他跑到一半的时候，这个书记都已经领先其他的马有20个马身长。
Then he opened up the gap to 12 and then to 14 lengths.
然后他之间的他跟其他马之间距离从10到12到14个马身。
After he went around the last turn on the straightaway, he was 18 lengths in front of the second horse.
到最后一圈的时候，他已经有超出其他马，有18个马身。
Finally, at the finish line, he was 25 lengths ahead of the second horse.
他达到终点的时候，他是以25个马身领先其他的马。
But later on, when they look at the pictures closely, it turned out to be 31 lengths.
但最后他们用这个录影来研究的时候，他其实领先是31个马身。
They could hardly keep Secretary and the rest of the horses in the same picture. He was so far ahead.
他领先的，他遥遥领先，他们没办法同时把这个书记跟其他马放在一个荧幕里头。
In each race that Secretary ran, he set a new speed record, the only horse in history to set a new record in 3 consecutive races.
所以他是唯一一匹历史上唯一的一匹赛马，他能够在这个三场跑马赛里头都能够创下纪录的一匹马。
After his death,
在他这匹马死以后
，they rushed the horse to Kentucky.
他们把这个马送到 Kentucky,
to the world's best veterinarian.
他送到一个世界最好的兽医那里。
And they did an autopsy of the horse.
然后他们给这个马做了一个解剖。
And they found that all of Secretariat's vital organs were perfect.
他们发现这匹马所有的重要器官都是那么的完美。
Except for his heart.
除了他心以外。
The heart of an average racehorse weighs 8 to 9 pounds.
这个马的平均的这个心脏重量是8到9磅。
Secretariat's heart weighed more than 21 pounds, almost 3 times the size of an average heart.
这个书记这匹马他的心脏他大超过21磅，几乎是其他马心脏重量的3倍。
It was larger than any heart they've ever seen in a horse.
这超过所有一切在他们在马身上所看到的心脏那么大。
But large doesn't mean good.
但是大并不表示好。
All of you who know anything about medicine knows that when something is pathological, it enlarges.
你们如果对这个病理有研究，有些心不好的话，它会变大。
However, in this case, the surgeon says the heart was perfect.
但是在这个情况，这个兽医讲他的心脏是完美的。
It was just big.
它就是大。
Let this incredible creature remind us of one thing this morning. Super horse.
让这一批超级马今天早上能够对我们做一个提醒。
As Christians, we also need a great heart to worship and glorify our Creator God.
我们做一个基督徒，我们也需要一个非常大的心来赞美敬拜我们的主。
In June of last year, I preached on how to love God with all our minds.
在去年六月的时候，我跟大家讲的信息是怎么样全意来爱我们的神。
What was the one point I made in that message?
那时候我提到的一点是什么呢？
To love God with all our minds is to agree with what He says is good and what is right.
所以用我们全意来爱神，是我们能够同意神他所说的话是对的。
Because I want to define what is good, I want to define what is right. I don't want to listen to what God says.
因为我个人是想要决定说什么样是对，什么样是对我好的。
But loving God with my mind is to agree with Him.
但是用我们的权益来爱神，是我们要必须跟神同意神的话。
And now loving God with my heart is to allow that knowledge to change my heart.
但是用全心来爱神，就是让这个知识呢，能够来改变我的心。
Let us pray that that is what we do when we come here every Sunday.
让我们大家有这个祈求，就是我们每个礼拜天来到这个圣所，这个都是能够成就的事情。
That the love of our Father in heaven changes us when we come here.
让我们在天上的父的爱能够改变我们的心。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, you made us.
主啊，你创造了我们。
And the psalmist says, you know our weakness.
诗篇的作者说，你知道我们的弱点。
For we are dust.
因为我们是尘土。
And yet,You died for us on the cross.
但是你为我们死在十字架上。
Which makes us priceless.
这让我们成为无价之宝。
We pray, Father, that as we worship you, we will bring the right heart to you.
我们祈求，当我们来到你面前敬拜的时候，我们会带一个正确的心。
That we can love you with our minds and our hearts.
我们可以用全心全意来爱你。
And may you be glorified by our worship.
愿你能够从我们的敬拜中得到荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.